Welcome to Secrets to Surviving, the podcast you didn't know you needed with helpful hints to get you past those hindsight moments. Hello guys, it's Dom and Ruby here and welcome back to our mini-series on the things you wish you knew before starting university. This week's episode will be about chatting with fourth-year university student Georgia Nankervell.
Yeah, so what are some recommendations that you have for this week, or any tips or things to note for our listeners?
I'd probably say that over half your assignments is group work, so definitely try and mingle with your peers early on.
Yep.
That's one thing I didn't do.
Group work is stressful.
You don't realize. Like, you go into it, you're like, yeah, I'll be so organized. Like, there's so many of us. We'll break it up. It'll be fine. Yep. But no matter how many people, how well you get along with them, it's still so stressful.
Yep, exactly. Let's get into the show. I got to interview my friend Georgia. She's been kind enough to let us in on her uni experience and share a lot about what she's learned. Georgia's changed her degree a few times and chats to us about the process and who she got help with. And what she got out of the whole four-year experience as being a student. Here's Georgia. Today I'm here talking with Georgia. She's my old housemate and we both started uni together in first year. So welcome, Georgia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
That's okay. Thank you for coming on. So the first question I'd like to ask is, what's something that you wish someone had told you before starting uni?
I think the most important thing that I wish someone had told me, and I'd only just realised myself more recently, is that there is a middle ground between doing nothing at all and grinding yourself into the ground in first year. I think it can seem overwhelming and also an easy way out to kind of not do much in the first couple of semesters at uni, especially in first year, because if you're, you know, capable enough to cram quickly at the end, you can do it. But I think I wish someone had told me that there's a way to manage it so that you're not sacrificing the other important things of first year, such as establishing a support network and making friends and making sure that you are taking all the other opportunities that are provided in that first year, that there is a middle ground between doing all of that but also not setting yourself up for a really awful week at the end of the semester coming into SWAT back.
Yeah, definitely. I've had that many times. You definitely have as well.
Yes.
I definitely agree with that. Yeah,
it took me a while to learn, but now that I do know, that's what I wish someone had told me, is that you can have it all, especially in first year when the workload is designed to, you know, onboard new students.
What are you studying and what year are you in?
So I'm currently studying a Bachelor of Business Management, majoring in economics, and I'm in my fourth year. It's been a bit of a convoluted path to get here, but yes, fourth year.
Yes, we'll go into that in a little bit. Do you remember what you expected uni to be like before you got there, or do you know what you were getting into?
I think I did know what I was getting into. Uni had been a big part of my family. All my parents and my uncles and my cousins had all gone to uni. So I'd seen and heard from them what they were expecting. I also had a lot of friends who were older who had started uni when I was still in my final years of high school. So I knew kind of what to expect. But then again, when I got there, it did meet a lot of those expectations, but there was a lot that also I didn't really know maybe how to handle. I expected it, but I also had incorrect expectations of my ability to manage what it looked like.
I was very much the same. I had no idea what to expect, but I think that school didn't prepare me enough for how much that I needed to manage myself.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the only reason why I thought about that was because of, having seen some friends go through it. But I don't think they tell you about how much it actually will be in your court as to what you get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very much a self-motivating thing to be doing.
Yeah. After a year of working really hard, which is what year 12 is for a lot of students, you know, and then coming and having to sustain that, leading back to my first point, you don't have to go as hard as you did in year 12, but there's definitely, you know, a way to make it easier for yourself if you do put in that minimum amount of work.
Yeah. So why did you decide to go to uni and study what you've chosen?
A few things probably led to that. Firstly was in school I was good at maths and I was good at economics, so utilizing those skills seemed like the next steps of progression. I also grew up in a family of finance. Both my parents have worked in the industry my whole life, and I had a lot of exposure to that, so that also was something that I was really comfortable with. And thirdly, I didn't know what I wanted to do in the long term at that point. I kind of lied and said that I did have a general idea. I had like the dinner party answer prepared for when people said, like, what do you want to do? You know, especially adults when they when you met them, you know, having that kind of prepared, even if it wasn't 100% true. But business and a business management degree seemed like an option, which even if it wasn't pinpointed where I wanted to use it that yet, I think a business degree is helpful in whatever you do, because no matter what career you choose, you have to make money from it and you have to sell your good or your service to people to buy it. So having that skill, that's why I chose it, just because of the flexibility that I convinced myself existed with it at least.
So tell us a bit about your uni experience. I know personally that it hasn't been smooth sailing all the time. So would you like to tell our listeners a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So as I said, when I currently study business management, majoring in economics, but when I first enrolled, I'll start right at the start. Prior to getting my offers, you have to put in what you want to study, your preferences online. I intended to put my preference as a Bachelor of Business Management and a Bachelor of Commerce at the University of Queensland. But when offers came out, it turned out I'd put it down as a Bachelor of Business and a Bachelor of Communications, because I got confused between the Batch Com 2 M's and the Batch Com 1 M. So I was so enrolled in a Bachelor of Business and Communications for a minute there, but quickly changed that and got an offer on seconds, had to wait until seconds. And then when I got in there, I did my first year of that. As I said above, I didn't do much work in my first year. I cruised through pretty comfortably on my high school knowledge of economics and my ability to retain a lot of information for a short period of time. So that got me through first year, and then second year came around and the subject started picking up, and I sat in on my first FinM 2401, which is some compulsory finance subject, which was pretty awful. And I sat in on the first lecture and walked out 15 minutes later and went straight to student services to change my degree because I was definitely not going to do that. And then not because it was going to be too hard, or, well, that was definitely part of it. It was definitely going to be very hard, but I just had realized in there, I was like, this is not a good use of my time. Like, I don't see myself ever applying this specific level of finance, which is what it was, to anything. And if I end up doing something like this, I'll be dreadfully unhappy. Yep. So I said, all right, I'm not going to waste another moment. Went to student services and enrolled in a Bachelor of Business Management and a Bachelor of Secondary Teaching dual degree. I had always kind of flirted with the idea of being a teacher. In high school, played back and forth at that idea, and for a number of reasons was, you know, turned off it, I guess, or not confident in applying for it.
Reasons why?
So first of all, the ATAR is super low to get in. So not a stigma, but just a sort of, I guess, a stigma, an attitude around, if you get the higher marks, why would you settle for something that required so fewer to get in?
Mm.
The big one was financial opportunity. You know, is there the potential to earn as much? The answer is definitely no.
Yeah.
But looking back, and when I did make that change, that definitely wasn't my priority. My priority was like, where do I want to be spending my days?
Mm.
You know, once you finish uni and work becomes the rest of your life, so to speak. That was kind of the biggest driver at that point. But the reason that it wasn't was the ones before.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing
for
first years to know as well, kind of do what you love, what you think you're going to be happy doing.
Yeah, and there's no shame in changing. Most of the people I know have changed at least once over the period, because you get in there and it's not what you expected. And then, so I did how many years of that? Senior, third year, and a bit of fourth year. I did about 2.5 years of that dual, so a Bachelor of Business Management, a Bachelor of Secondary Education, and it was really good to have that breakup.
Mm.
The teaching degree really did use a different side of my brain, which helped me get through the economic side of things. I think I would have really struggled doing 4 units every semester of economics.
That's George's cat in the background, if anyone can hear that.
His name's Albert. He's very vocal. So even as I'll get to in a bit, I'm not actually planning on using that degree in the short term, but it did definitely help me just push through and get the grades in the economics side that I don't think I otherwise would have been able to, and it definitely kept my brain engaged across the board. And then I was approached by a firm where I had conducted my internship a year earlier in an investment firm in the city, and they approached me about a full-time role that needed to be started within kind of the next couple of weeks. And so I've made an executive decision to put the teaching degree on hold for the time being and graduate this year, which was about 18 months earlier than I had anticipated, in order to take on this full-time role and give it my full attention. I didn't feel that I could do both well. So rather than trying to do everything poorly, I've decided to give that my full attention and know that if I need to, the teaching degree is always there to come back to in later years.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's kind of where I am at the moment.
Yeah, well, I guess that's, like, also such, like, an important thing. Like, you can pick up and drop things, and, like, everything definitely that you learn at uni you're going to use eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not like you're wasting time.
And I think as well, something that I didn't expect but I'm now really grateful of looking back on, was that the teaching degree, even though I won't use it in its most practical sense of being a teacher in the short to immediate term, is going to be really helpful for my job now. I think the same way business skills are really good and helpful no matter what you do, so is being the skill of being able to educate. So, you know, being able to teach people things and to teach them why they need whatever you're selling is really important, and the psychology behind that's really helpful.
Yeah.
So I think it's also important to remember that even if you're doing something that you can't draw the parallels maybe straight away, that upon reflection, those you can often draw them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that it's important to, whilst being wary like I was in the finance subject about, you know, using your time the most effectively and making sure that you're not pigeonholed into something that doesn't inspire you, that also knowing that your degree overall may have a few subjects that don't seem completely relevant, but hopefully in the long term you'll be able to draw things from them if they're not immediately obvious.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going back a little bit, you touched on the student services, but, like, what were the people that you went and saw to help you with this, or, you know, what are some of the services that uni provide that you would suggest to anyone going through the same thing?
I probably didn't utilise these as much as I should have, and I've only just realised that upon looking to seek an early graduation. I went and booked a meeting with the faculty, the business faculty, and sat down with a nice guy called Colin, and he said, you know, how can I help? And I explained to him my situation at the job and the early graduation, even though I'd missed the enrolment dates and all this kind of nonsense. And he said to me, yep, we can make that work. And I thought to myself, what? No, there's definitely no way. It says on the website you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, but he was able to print off in front of me my graduation check, tick off all the subjects, and he had this big piece of paper that had, you know, the framework for doing that, which I'd been trying to do manually by hand on a scrap piece of paper, whereas they've actually got a worksheet that does it a lot more simply.
Yeah.
And so I just wish I'd gone to him, you know, more frequently throughout the semester to say, like, if there was a subject that I didn't want to do, was there a way around it? Or if I wanted to pile on some subjects so that I could finish earlier, or I wish I'd utilized the faculty services more, just because it was well structured, and it's unfortunate that it's taking me till my fourth year and final year to fully utilize those.
Yeah, I've done exactly the same. Yeah, they're able to change and help you move around things
much
that
more
you
than
can't do
expect.
Yourself.
And they can't advertise it, because then everyone would be in there with every hiccup, you know, and I think that doesn't, you know, shouldn't be used for everything, you know. Persistence and endurance and things like that are important skills that you learn at uni. But I wish I'd just known how easy it was to just you know, go in, say, is there a time today to see anyone? There usually is. And if there's not, the next day's always got a slot.
Yeah.
And they can always just, you know, pop in for a chat, make sure you're on track, make sure you're doing the right subjects.
Yeah.
Because I think that can also be a bit tricky to make sure you're doing the right one, especially across dual degrees.
Yeah, definitely. You trying know, to balance those yeah, two. Yeah, exactly. Can be a bit difficult.
Making sure you're not enrolled in things you shouldn't have, which I know you've had a bit of.
I've done that.
Trouble with a couple of times.
I think I've enrolled in a drama subject about two times in two consecutive semesters.
Yeah.
Yep, and a gaming course that I really didn't want to do.
No, it's not really your forte.
No. So, yeah, I got that sorted. Thanks to the faculty.
Mm.
And, yeah, they're great to go and see, so definitely recommend doing that.
Yeah, I was thinking, as I was saying, I didn't really use many, but something that I did utilize, especially in the last kind of 18 months, was the Facebook page for courses.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So my first couple of years probably as a result of me not going to too much uni, but also probably as a result of not really looking. But there are often Facebook pages set up for students doing particular courses per semester. So you're enrolled, you asked to join a Facebook group, and there's all these kids who are doing those exact subjects, which are really good for assignments, even if they're not group assignments, you know, to check answers and make sure you're both on the same page. And if you've got any queries, rather than having to go and, you know, book in a time with the lecturer, you can just, you know, work through it and problem solve together, which has been really helpful with my last few subjects. That's been a really big help. And I imagine they'd be even more useful in first year when a lot of people do the same subjects. Now it's more of a niche group that once you get to final year, there's not actually that many people doing your finals. But I imagine for, you know, Econ 1010 or 101, that there'd be a fair few people in that group all looking for guidance and help. So I wish I'd learned to utilize that a bit more.
Yeah.
It's been handy.
They are very helpful.
Mm.
So that's, I guess, about your uni life. Mm-hmm. Going more towards the lifestyle now, how would you kind of describe the uni lifestyle to someone who isn't quite in it yet?
I would describe it as being you get out of it what you put in, and that can be across all boards. I think the uni lifestyle is great in the fact that it's flexible. You know, if something does come up and you need to miss a week of uni for family reasons or just something that, you know, you're prioritizing higher than it, it's good in the way that if you manage to stay on top of the rest of your weeks, you can really be flexible with that. That's probably more for my degree specifically. I know some of the other degrees, such as engineering, I think have a bit more of a rigorous structure. Mm. But most commonly, uni is pretty good in the fact that if you need to, you know, prioritize different things in your life at different times, it's great in that way. I was really lucky because I lived on campus with you.
Yes.
for the first 2 years, and the uni lifestyle there is very blasé.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning and you chuck on your trackies and you trundle 300 metres up the road and attend a class and then trundle back home to bed, which was pretty nice. But
a lot of socialising.
A lot of socialising. And, yeah, I think, again, working out that balance, I say, but it can definitely be leaned more towards the having fun side of it, but making sure that there is, you know, both activities happening, both the fun and social side, but also just the ticking of the boxes and getting through first year so that the lifestyle is sustainable, because otherwise the last few weeks are very not blasé and very, very stressed.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of have already given a lot of advice, which is really great, but I just want to know, is there a piece of advice that you'd give to someone who's just about to start?
The best thing about my uni experience to date, and I'm almost finished in this November, which is 3 months away. But my best part of it has been the friends that I've made. But I feel really blessed in that. But that was, you know, I don't think that all was a matter of luck. I do think good people surround themselves with good people, but I think also in my first year, what we all did was, I think it's really important to be super open to the opportunities, but also the people that come into your life. Uni is really exciting in the fact that you are no longer bound by the pressures of high school and the friendships which you kind of had to maintain because you'd known people all your lives or things like that. So I think it's really important to take that opportunity if you if you can and if you're willing. I think it can be scary if, you know, you do have your high school friends around. I was lucky in the fact that I'd moved into state, so my high school support network wasn't there. So, you know, you had to be a lot more, open
to go out there a bit more.
Exactly. And everyone at college was luckily in kind of that boat where we'd all moved away and we all were kind of pretty willing and open to making new friends. But I think it's really important for everyone to find the opportunities where you can open up and let new people into your life. And then the other side of that is to, once you have opened it up, to really surround yourself with people who make your life better, because you're in a unique opportunity where you have lots and lots of people around you and everyone's looking to continue to grow. And I think that's a very, it's a unique place to be. So I think it's important to keep your mind open to everything and then really work on surrounding yourself with the people who do add value to your life, and, you know, who make you happy and things like that, because you don't come across such an easy forum to do it that uni provides. So be open to everyone and then, you know, work out what you want from your life and who can help you be happy and,
Exactly. You know, and these are going to be friends that you have for the rest of your life.
So. Exactly. And, you know, what type of people do you want to surround yourself with? What type of person do you want to be? And, you know, be selective in that, because there are so many people out there and you don't have to take anyone's crap anymore. You know, you're an adult and you take responsibility for your actions and also your relationship. So that would be my next bit of advice.
I like that. Thank you. Kind of more to the resources and tools and things you use. What is something that you'd recommend to someone starting uni? I know for me, I think that Google Docs or the Dropbox, it took me, I reckon, 2 years before I realised that was a thing and it saved my life. I've loved it. So that's one.
Yeah, no, they are both super useful, especially for team projects, having a live platform. They are only as good as people using them. So we've had a couple of group projects where the Google Doc has been set up and everyone's just done it individually anyway. So if you can, in the early days of the group project, you know, create the habits of everything you do straight on the Google Docs so that everyone can keep up to pace and keep accountability on what's actually going on.
Group projects are a whole nother topic as well. So
exactly. My biggest tip would be, this might not be applicable for everyone, but
that's all right. Anything's good.
Yeah, if I know a lot of people look into buying like a new device when they start uni, whether that be a laptop or an iPad or something like that. I personally opted for an iPad, but I have also seen these laptops which have touch screens and pens. And
I warn everyone here, George is a very good salesperson and sold me on this.
I did
last year.
Apple's got to put me on the payroll soon. But I really opted into the idea of the iPad and the pencil, and if you could get a laptop that does the same thing, if you prefer just that Windows formatting, but having your lecture slides available in front of you with an Apple Pen where you can annotate and highlight and keep track of them electronically rather than A, trying to print them out and then annotate on them and then never looking back at that again or having a really difficult time navigating within the printed versions, or B, downloading them as a PDF and having to awkwardly format type notes on the slides, which is really impractical and just very, you know, unappealing to the eye and hard to structure to be effective in note taking. The pen and the iPad has saved me. You know, you can draw all over it, you can write notes quickly, and the most important thing is using this app that I use called GoodNotes, which I cannot recommend highly enough, is that it reads your handwriting. So you can type things like important for exam, and then you can search all the documents to find the words important for exam, and it'll bring up all the slides where you've written that in your handwriting so that you can, you know, study more effectively and things like that, and make sure you don't miss anything, which is, been a massive lifesaver.
Yeah, I can second that.
That's
a very good tool.
Mm.
Okay, great. Thank you for that recommendation.
No worries.
So last question, what is something that students never say?
Oh, we joked about this over dinner. Students never say, I won't be able to finish all that pizza.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. You take all the food you can get.
Take all the food you can get. You're often studying very late at night and all hours of the morning, really, at different occasions. Yeah. So I think I won't be able to finish that pizza is a word sort of never once left
in especially in exam time.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Never said.
Many a time.
Okay, well, that's all the questions. Yeah, thank you so much for coming
that
on.
That was good fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to our second podcast, and thank you to Georgia Nankervell for being a part of it. For more tips and tricks on surviving uni, you can find us at our Facebook and Instagram.
Yep, so our Instagram is at Secrets to Surviving, and our Facebook is at Secrets to Surviving Community.
Thank you.
Thanks.